Chapter 15. Then if this here lady will permit, apostrophe rejoined Mr. Weller, we'll leave it here, ready for next journey. This here lantern, mum, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, handing it to the housekeeper, once belonged to the celebrated Bill Blinder as is now at grass, as all on us will be in our turns. Bill, mum, woes the hostler as had charge o' them two well-known peopled leaders, that run in the Bristol fast coach, and vold never go to no other tune, but a southerly vine and a cloudy sky, which woes consequently played incessant, by the guard, whenever they woes on duty. He woes took worry bad one arter noon, arter having been off his feed, and worry shaky on his legs for some weeks. And he says to his mate, matey, he says, I think I may go in the wrong side o' the post, and that my foot's worry near the bucket. Don't say I ain't, he says, for I know I am, and don't let me be interrupted, he says, for I've saved a little money, and I may go in into the stable, to make my last will and testament. I'll take care as nobody interrupts, says his mate, but you only hold up your head, and shake your ears a bit, and you're good for 20 years to come. Bill Blinder makes him no answer, but he goes away into the stable, and there he soon arterwards lays himself down atween the two peoples, and dies, previously a writin' outside the corn chest, this is the last will and testament of William Blinder. They woes naturally worry much amazed at this, and arter looking among the litter, and up in the loft, and fear not, they opens the corn chest, and finds that he'd been, and chalked his will inside the lid, so the lid was obligated to be took off the hinges, and sent up to Dr. Commons to be proved, and under that ear worry instrument this here lantern was passed to Tony Veller, which circumstance, mum, gives it a wally in my eyes, and makes me request, if you will be so kind, as to take particular care on it. Apostrophe, the housekeeper graciously promised to keep the object of Mr. Weller's regard in the safest possible custody, and Mr. Pickwick, with a laughing face, took his leave. The bodyguard followed, side by side. Old Mr. Weller buttoned and wrapped up from his boots to his chin, and Sam with his hands in his pockets, and his hat half off his head, remonstrating with his father, as he went, on his extreme loquacity. I was not a little surprised, on turning to go upstairs, to encounter the barber in the passage at that late hour, for his attendance is usually confined to some half hour in the morning. But Jack Redburn, who finds out by instinct, I think, everything that happens in the house, informed me with great glee, that a society in imitation of our own, had been that night formed in the kitchen, under the title of apostrophe Mr. Weller's watch, apostrophe of which the barber was a member, and that he could pledge himself to find means of making me acquainted with the whole of its future proceedings, which I begged him, both on my own account and that of my readers, by no means to neglect doing. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.